the winter storm that arced across much of the country, bringing snow and ice from Texas up to the Northeast, has left dozens of people dead and hundreds of thousands without power. In Texas, many flights were canceled when airlines ran out of de-icing solution. In Austin, the icy weather meant the inauguration ceremony for Governor Rick Perry was moved indoors yesterday, and the inaugural parade was canceled.
People remain in perilous conditions. In the Ozarks, crews have been busy trying to repair power lines so residents can return home. But in Springfield, Missouri, Utilities General Manager John Twitty says as ice melts on trees, it can create new problems.
As they thaw and they come back up, there's a potential of them coming back up through a power line again. And so having some outages relating to that, I would be very surprised if we don't have some of that as the weather warms up. If the electric has been restored, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be continuous through this process.
In McAlester, Oklahoma, people are taking shelter in a church and have been there for days because power is out or there's no water. Wayne Hicks is a member of the First Baptist Church and has been there helping out.
We set up just before the storm hit. We started our shelter and got it ready, and we were open one night before we had a single guest.
Yeah, and you must have power there. That's why people are
coming to you. Yes, we got power yesterday. Prior to that, we had used a generator that one of our members had loaned us. He hooked that up. It was kind of small. We had two electric heaters and a bar light like the carpenters use. Our fullest night was night before last. We had 47 people spent the night.
What are they sleeping on?
We got cots from the Red Cross and blankets from the Red Cross.
And are roads open? Are people able to get around to get to you?
Yes, roads aren't really too bad. They're worse than intersections. It rained pretty hard. I really have my days confused what day is what. It's all one long day. But it just rained, and rain is about 28 degrees.
So that all froze.
It didn't freeze on the roads, though. It was coming down so hard it washed off.
When did all this start?
I believe our power went out Friday morning.
Well, that's been a long stretch then.
Yeah, from Friday morning, and we just got power up here last night.
Are you able to get the supplies you need, food and everything else for people?
Yes, we're getting... We had been getting food from donations through a couple of the grocery stores here in town. The schools, of course, they lost power, so they were giving us food that was going bad. Individuals have brought us food that had begun to thaw out. We had a cooking crew who set up in an adjoining church across the street, the Methodist Church, United mm-hmm. Methodist, and they have a gas stove, so we were able to cook over there and then bring it over here for our shelter. We've been really feeding probably 150 to 200 people a day. We're doing more feeding than we are sheltering.
And what's been on the menu?
Well, we've had a very good menu because people seem to eat pretty good out of their freezers. We've had eggs and bacon and pancakes and just a real variety of meals here. It's really been good. We have soup with every meal, you know, just like we're downtown somewhere.
How long do you figure you might have to keep doing this?
Well, if after hearing your newscast, I'm afraid we may have to keep it up through next week.
Because of the weather that's coming.
Because of the weather that's coming in. It's about 30 degrees here now, I think. And there's some ice melting, but there is so much on these trees. It's just unbelievable. And if they get snow on them, they're going to collapse even more.
Are you seeing a lot of that already?
Yes, that's what's caused most of the power outages is all the ice on the high lines and the trees falling into the high line.
You know, it's such a destructive storm, but I wonder if you're at all able to appreciate how beautiful it must be with this.
Well, you kind of hate to say that, but it is beautiful. It does have a silver lining in it.
What does it look like, Mr. Hicks, when you go outside?
It looks like icicles everywhere. The trees have, all the branches have about 2 inches of ice all the way around them, and then icicles hanging off of that. It is very pretty.
Well, Mr. Hicks, best of luck. I hope things get back to normal as soon as possible there.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Wayne Hicks of the First Baptist Church in McAlester, Oklahoma. He's been helping people who've come in for food and shelter after the ice storms.